that the Lord gave me early this morning as I was praying for the service at home. And I wrote the words down, what I heard in my spirit the Lord saying. And he says, I've heard the Spirit of the Lord say it's time to regroup. Though you have been discouraged and even downhearted, there are some things I want you to begin to decree and to declare again. Those things that have only been a whisper in your heart. Yes, you have prayed, but why have you given up so soon? There are things I am doing that you have not seen yet. I'm not finished with you, and I, your God, have not said that it's over. Yes, call to me and call to me again. My word is coming forth, and the famine has ended. The dryness of your soul shall be filled with joy again, and laughter shall be your medicine, says the Lord. You will prevail, my people, who are called by my name shall prevail, and my word shall conquer all. You will see exploits in the name of the one who has brought you out and set you in a place to see mighty and great things happen because you dared to believe. So rise again and call to me again and watch as I do it again, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Rabbi Shando Dodo Koseye Te Rabobo Saye. Oh, Taye Nidiando Lo Soto Reba Babakaye Momo Shanda Dadela. Alete Rebabo Soto Kobotaye Lebre Saye No Shando Osinte Ala Takande. Nada Tse Heriando O Mosondo O Lebra Bashalane Kalianto Osaka Rebo Saya. Aye, mashondo, kore, moshata, lesitaye. Ay, seko, romanto, lukunte, ribosotoye. Amasaye, lebre, shalato, malita, kelete, robosoye. Nishando, kore, babasaya. Ay, lebre, shando, mabasalete. Librianto, komotaye, sakarebo, shalate, elindio, kosia. Ay, tulabrasando, shemai, iliaso. Malito marebakaya nashando o tarebabosea. And I will break up the fallow ground of the hardness of a people's heart that's in this land that says, where is God? And why has all of this befallen upon us? But I have an elite group of people, even within my body, that will begin to rise up, and I will call them my special forces, says God. And they will begin to declare and to decree, and they will go in the places of prayer they have not yet been in. And they will even bring souls back, even from the brink of hell, that have been on drugs and in things unimaginable, says the Spirit of God. Because you have come into agreement with me and my word, I will do it again, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I will cause you to see things that you have not yet seen because you have dared to believe. So church, I say unto you, says the Spirit of grace, rest on my word, rest on my promise, rest on my peace that I have given unto you. And you shall see me do those things that, yes, that has been a whisper in your heart. For I will do it again, and I will do it again, and I will do it again. Because I am the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And there are things that I'm rearranging even in the unseen, says the Lord, that you know not yet of. But trust me, have faith in me, take my hand, and we will go. For I'm just looking for somebody to believe. Somebody to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And stand back and watch me do what I have longed to do, says God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Because of the word the Lord has given me today, we're going to be praying over the prayer list. I will say that Lee went home to be with the Lord last night, and she is singing with the heavenly choir this morning. Amen. Having herself a time, I am sure. Glory to God. You had a chance this morning to look over the Sunday handout, you will see that I have written an article titled PUSH, which has been used as an acronym in the past for Pray Until Something Happens. Hallelujah. Pray until something happens. In other words, keep praying until you hear God say no. But if you've not yet heard God say no, you keep praying and you keep believing, no matter what the doubters have said and no matter what anybody else does, you keep believing and don't give up. So I feel like I have come on a mission this morning by the Lord's strength and anointing to convince you that prayers work, because we are a praying church, church. Amen. We are a praying church. So I'm not here to convince you, because you know that prayer works. Yeah. But what I sense in my spirit, we have become discouraged because we have not yet seen what God has prophesied that will happen through this body and through you as part of the body of Christ. And sometimes life sets in and we've got those curves in the road. And we become discouraged because we have not yet seen the answer. The Holy Spirit has come today to encourage you and to cause us to regroup and renew, hallelujah, and to realize that we have to keep on pushing, hallelujah. You know, when that woman, that baby's coming, push, 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 and she don't quit, hallelujah, until she gives birth. And that's what He wants us to do in prayer, is to keep pushing until something happens. But God wants to ignite the passion of prayer within us again. And not just to pray for the sake of praying. I read, I forgot how much percentage it was of a Gallup poll, but more people believe in praying than they do God. So prayer is a worldwide word. But who are people praying to? Are we praying just for the sake of praying? Because we grew up around that word. But do we really believe that when we seek God? I said in the past, when I come to God with a prayer thing, to me it's already done. He's just saying, sure, you come into agreement with what I have already decreed and declared, and then watch me do what you come into agreement with what you're asking for. That's why we don't quit and we don't give up. So not just to pray for the sake of praying, but knowing that when we do pray, something is bound to happen. Because when you're bound to the Holy Ghost, it's bound to happen, church. Hallelujah. If it's in the will of God, it has to happen sooner or later. Glory to God. So there are some things that God has already decreed and declared, and it is through God prayer that God's will is done on the earth. I read one time that prayer is like, when we pray, we're moving God's hand. We're moving God's hand as we pray and we intercede and beseech Him, petition Him for things. And I've heard some folks say, well, Pastor Shirley, it seems like it's unbelievable. We keep going up to the prayer line for the same thing, or we keep writing the same person's name down, and we keep requesting the same thing over and over again. But I found out, church, it's not unbelief. What happens is when you continue petitioning God for a person or a situation or a circumstance, what happens? It keeps that dream. It keeps that prayer request. He keeps that desire alive on the inside of you. It's not that God is not hard of hearing. He's not hard of hearing. Prayer is for our benefit, not God's. But when we keep petitioning God, we're keeping that before Him. And we're saying, yes, God, I'm still believing. Yes, God, I know you're going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you said me and my household shall be saved. Hallelujah. You said that you are the healer. I keep believing for that healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's not unbelief to keep coming before God for the same thing over and over again. But it's saying, yes, I believe. Yes, I know you're going to do it. Glory to God. So it should be saying to those around us, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm still believing for this. But how many knows that sometimes we don't see the bigger picture? And thank God that we don't. Because we're a people that wants things worked out. We like to be in control of how things are going to work out. It's part of our human nature. Amen. But I remember one time, and I've never forgotten this, and it's gave me a source of strength over the years, but I was in prayer one time, and don't remember exactly what it was at this time, but I saw in my spirit, a man. I always saw his back, but I knew that it was Jesus, and he was sitting, and there was a big canvas in front of him. And I saw myself in my spirit mind walking up behind him and peeking over his shoulder. And he had a brush, and he was stroking, and he was painting on this canvas. I don't know what it was, but I heard him say, "Surely, as long as there is breath in your body, life is not over, and I'm not finished until I choose to make that last stroke." Hallelujah. So what are you saying? I'm saying that as long as you continue to breathe on this earth, there's hope. Hallelujah. God's not finished with you yet. Amen. And God is still painting the bigger picture on the canvas of our lives that we've not seen yet. You know, that's why sometimes it seems so long that prayers are delayed or are not coming. We don't know what all God's painting on the canvas of our life. But we know that He has a will and a purpose for us. Amen. So He continually paints on the canvas of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. So that has been such a source of comfort for me over the years to know that He's not finished. So if God is sovereign, folks say, why do we need to pray? Doesn't He know everything anyway? I mean, isn't He sovereign God? Doesn't He know how things are going to work out and what needs to be done and not be done? According to Psalms 139, it does, because the Word says, "You, Lord, have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and you know when I rise up." You know, that's sovereign God. He does know everything. But when I read that, to me, that makes prayer liberating. That means that I don't have to come before Him with eloquent words. That I do stutter sometimes. That sometimes what I say may not make no sense to me or other people around me. That I don't have to talk just right. That God understands what I'm trying to communicate to Him. Amen. He knows my sitting down and my coming and going. Glory to God. So He knows what I'm asking Him and petitioning Him for before I ever come before Him. But it's liberating to know that I can come just as I am. Just as I am without a plea. Hallelujah. He knows me. He knows you. And you don't have to have big fancy words. You just come before God and say, "Hey, it's like this." Glory to God. So it's not that God needs their prayers. He doesn't. But His grace, He has invited us to join with Him in causing what He has already decreed and declared to happen in this earth. He said, "Hey, I want you to come into partnership with me through my covenant, through the blood of Jesus. And let's do business together so we can see some things happen in the earth." You know, God could come down, He could do whatever He wants to. But I find God works with us in partnership. Amen. He says, "I want you to come along with me for this ride. There's some things that I see that I want to show you. And let's go and let's get this work done on this earth. There's some people needs to deliver. There's some people that need saving." Hallelujah. So it's awesome and humbling to know that God of this creation has invited us to become partners with Him. In all of our messing up and all of our junk in life and all the things and stupid choices we make, He says, "You're still my partner. Come on. We'll straighten this out." Hallelujah. Isn't that humbling and awesome to know that God says, "You're my partner. Let's go. Let's communicate. Let's get this going." So through our prayers, we partner with God in changing the world. And not only that, God has commanded us to pray. He said, "I wish therefore men would pray everywhere." Hallelujah. So He's commanded us to pray. And so my prayer is coming into agreement with what I know is His will, what His will is already. Isn't it awesome that God has brought us into that covenant relationship with Him? And it makes you want to grab a hold of the horns of the altar, so to speak, and to pray again, hallelujah, and not to give up. Said, "Oh, yes, let's revisit the place of prayer." Jeremiah 33 says, "Call to me." Aren't you glad that God doesn't have an answering machine? Doesn't it just try your patience to call somewhere anymore? Hallelujah. You need to pray in spirit and then call somebody, you know. So have you ever wondered what it'd be like if God had an answering machine? You know, I read one time, I thought this was neat. It says, thank you for calling heaven. Please select one of the following commands. Number one, press one for prayer requests. Two, press two for thanksgiving. Press three for complaints. Press four for all other inquiries, please. For answers to nagging questions about, what about dinosaurs and the age of the earth? And, oh, by the way, is there anybody up there that I can ask about Noah the Ark and Noah and his Ark and all of that? And you'll just have to wait till you get there. What if God used a familiar excuse? All of the angels are busy right now. They're helping other customers. Please stay on the line. Your call will be answered in the order that it was received. But aren't you glad that God doesn't have an answering machine? He told Jeremiah, Jeremiah was in captivity. Why would this prophet have to be told to call unto him? Because Jeremiah needed to know again that he could call unto God. You know, he was in captivity and God was reminding him, hey, Jeremiah, call to me. Now, if God knew Jeremiah was already in trouble and was discouraged and distressed and depressed, why would God tell him to call unto me? Jeremiah knew that God wanted to talk to him. Jeremiah needed to know that God had not forgotten him or his people. Amen. Call to me, Jeremiah. And he said, I will answer you. You know, God will talk to you if we get quiet and listen. He says, and I'll not only answer you, I'll show you great and mighty things which you don't know. First, there is a prayer, and he says, call to me. And second, there is the promise. He says, I will answer you. Our problem is we want God to answer us in the way that we want him to answer us. We want him to do it in our time frame and the way we want it done. But he knows the bigger picture. And third, he says, there is the prize. I will show you great and mighty things. James chapter 5 that we're familiar with says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The Bible says that Elijah was a person just like us. He had his faults. He had times he was depressed. He had times that he was distressed. Hallelujah. But he was a man with like passions as we are, but he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 and 6 months. And the Bible says he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. People says, how many times should I pray for something until you get the answer? You know the story of Elijah. When God said, Elijah, you pray and it's going to rain. Elijah didn't kneel down. But you know what happened? He kept praying. He kept praying. He kept praying, and all of that, he kept expecting, he kept looking. And all he had was the little bitty sign that the rain was on the way. So there's times that God will give you just a little bitty thing to say the answer is on the way. It may be in the form of a word, a billboard, or something somebody says, or in a song that you've heard, and you're like, don't give up, it's on the way. Hallelujah. So Elijah didn't quit praying, he kept praying. And the seventh time, the answer came through. Elijah was an ordinary person, but he knew how to get hold of God. And as I have read through the Bible over the years, I have found out that the most effective praying was persistent praying, was those prayers that people continued to pray persistently. In other words, continuing firmly in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. First of all, church, the devil will never want you to pray. He will bombard your mind with every excuse imaginable to keep you from talking to God. From you're not worthy, you've done this and you've done that, and God hasn't answered it yet, and why pray? It's of no use. Hallelujah. Persistent, effective praying in spite of difficulty or opposition. And we all know, church, from personal experience that our prayers are not always answered the first time. Because like I said before, God sees the bigger picture. And aren't you glad that he prepares you for that answer to come? In the meantime, you may not know it, But God's good at rearranging people and situations and circumstances to prepare you for the prayer, for the answer to that prayer that you're praying. And persistent prayer moves the heart of God because it brings us to a place of being dependent upon Him and takes us out of the equation. So that's why we keep coming to God. Say, hey, if it had not been for you, you know, where would I be? So persistent praying, keep coming before God, makes us know that we are dependent upon Him. That we can't make it without Him. Amen. So how many times have we been tempted to give up about a praying, about a situation when the answer could have been right there? That one more said, yes, God. That one more, thank you, God. That one more, I know you're going to do it. And we become discouraged and tempted to give up. Amen. For those of you that are into football, I'm not, because to me it's just a bunch of men trying to knock each other down. But I read an interesting story about Emmett Smith. And I want to read this to you because I think it will encourage you not to give up. He has ran 16,743 yards, which equals out to 9.5 miles. That has taken him 13 years to run. Some people can run that amount of time in a day. But it took him 13 years to run this 9.5 miles. And according to this article, Emmett wasn't the record speed football player that was. He wasn't known for his great speed. But his strength lie in his ability to keep persisting time after time after time after time. That's what made him a great football player. That's what made him a star football player. Emmett's average run over those 9.5 miles was 4.3 yards at a time. See, your every bit of thankfulness, your every bit of praise, your every bit of worship, you may think it's covering small territory, but it's giving the devil a punch every time. Every time you come before God, you may think you're not covering much ground, but you are. That means he has been tackled and knocked down 3,983 times. So every time he knocked down and he got injured, you know what he did? He got back up and he ran a little bit more. He got up and he ran a little bit more. And that's what we do, church. Every time we get knocked down, every time we get discouraged and tempted to give up, we get back up. And we keep on keeping on. That's persistent prayer. The devil does not want you to pray, much less keep on keeping on, when the answer does not even look like it's going to come. So this morning, I just want you to look over at your neighbor and tell them, it's time for you to get back up. Now, they made more noise at this football game or basketball game yesterday than some of you all have made all morning. Amen? So it's time to get back up, and it's time to pray again. Hallelujah. Not just for the sake of praying, but to pray because you know that God is going to answer your prayer, and help is on the way. Amen? So what has come along in your life unexpectedly that you didn't expect that knocked you down? That doctor's report or whatever it may have been. I'm here to bring you good news, church, that God is not finished yet. God is not finished yet, and He's about to do an amazing thing, amen, through you. Because He wants to use you now in the earth. Amen. So we need a word from heaven more than we've ever needed one before. We need to push like we have never pushed before. Because there's some things that God wants to birth in this earth. And guess who He's going to birth it through? Just a tiny seed of faith, just a mustard seed of faith, can cause a great harvest. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we thank You for Your word today. Thank You for encouraging us, Holy Spirit, not to give up, not to give in. No matter how many times we've been knocked back, we've been told to sit down and to be quiet, we've been told not to pray about it again. But today, Lord, I believe that you are regrouping us, you are reviving us, you are causing us to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and to rekindle that passion within us again, to pray again. Father, we thank you for that today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord, that's forever settled in heaven. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As I was just saying, Lee Turner went home to be with the Lord last night. We want to remember her family in prayer. And Brother Ronnie, as he continues to recover from service, from surgery. And Sister Cheryl, you come up and we're going to pray for you. And the Babcock family and Dimple Buck's healing. Robert and Dan Turner for salvation. Carla Turner, Brenda Thrasher for healing. Amy Lawless and Edith Harmon for healing, Juanita Glant and her family for healing. You know, these names have been on this prayer request before, and God is not going to notice for God, because nothing takes him by surprise. Amen. If you've had a name on this prayer request this morning and you're here, I want you to come up. I want to agree with you in prayer, because I know that God can. And the Bible says if two of you agree as touching anything, it'll be done. Amen. So I want you to come up this morning. Or if you're here and you've been discouraged in your prayer life and you feel like that you're butting your head against the wall and you're not making much progress in prayer, you're not seeing a whole lot, I want you to come up this morning. I want to agree with you, hallelujah, that God's going to do it again. He's going to cause you to pray in the Spirit like you've never prayed before. Hallelujah. We still pray in the Spirit around here. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I invite you to come up today, because I know God's going to do it again. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, whatever's causing the severe pain in the body, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we say that Sister Cheryl is healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you that she's a mighty woman of God, that she is a prayer warrior that decrees and declares, Lord. We thank you that your hand is moving in situations and circumstances, because Cheryl has called out to you in the midnight hour. Now, Father God, we thank you for enveloping her right now in your presence and causing your healing power to flow upon her, through her, and in her, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation of that healing now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my sister. You know her every heart's desire. And even those things that you have whispered to her that she has held in her heart, God, I thank you that this is the season that it comes to fruition, that it will not be held back any longer, Father God, that this is her time. Those people that she has prayed over and over for, we thank you for their deliverance, for their healing, and for the manifestation of your glory. Thank you, Father God, for this prayer warrior, this intercessor, Lord. Oh, thank you for your presence that's upon her life, God. Meet every need that she has unexpectedly, God. Just bless her abundantly, Father. Oh, thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you for your anointing in Jesus' name. My goodness. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you for this prayer warrior, Lord. Thank you for this intercessor, God. Thank you, Lord God. Every prayer that's been up on her heart, God, every tear that she shed, Lord, that you have bottled up. Lord, you know what everyone has meant. Father, I thank you right now that the Spirit of the Lord is upon her because she is anointed. Thank you for this woman of God. Every longing of her heart, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prayers that she's prayed. Thank you for touching lives through her. Everything that's up on her heart today, God, we thank you that you make a way, that you bring healing and deliverance to every person that she has called out to you, and I come into agreement with her, God, that you're going to do it again. That you are going to do it again. That you are going to do it again. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for my sister. Oh, the thing that she has petitioned you for over and over again, God. It's going to happen because you're faithful, God. You are so faithful, God. You're going to break up the fallow ground. You're going to break up that fallow ground of this person's heart, God. And they're going to become pliable to you, and they are going to answer the call, "Yes, Lord, here I am." Bring complete deliverance, Father God. It is time, Father. It is time. Thank you, Lord. I come into agreement with my sister, Lord, that you are going to do it again. Oh, thank you for your faithfulness concerning her, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rebabashon Dorosia. Mamandele de koto reki asoto o shanda daye. Libre le so no shano no siente elianto core mamabohosaya. Oh, soto remamamashin in a Lord, I thank you for your great big arms that holds us, that we can climb into your lap, Lord, and we can rest our head on your bosom. And to know that you care for us, God, and nothing's happened that has gone past you unnoticed, but you've taken it all into account, and it's not over. Lord, I thank you now in the name of Jesus for complete healing and for complete deliverance. I speak total healing to her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet to the tips of her fingers. Everything coming into proper alignment as you have decreed and declared, Lord. Now, Lord, I thank you right now for complete restoration. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, for doing it again. That you're not finished. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word. Bring completion, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Oh, thank you for an awesome work that you've done in her life over the years. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the whispers of your Holy Spirit in her heart. Thank you for meeting every need above her, even above her own expectations. Do it again, Lord. Meet her every need. Make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Every concern, Lord, I thank you. She just lays it down, and you're working it out, Father. You are working it out. Oh, thank you for painting on the canvas of her life and all those that concern her, Lord. I thank you that you're doing it again too, Lord. That there is nothing impossible if you fill her with your Spirit again and again and again. Oh, let your Holy Spirit bring a peace. Peace like a river. Concerning every situation, Lord, that she's brought before you. Know that God sees, he's heard, and he's bringing it full circle. Full circle. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Oh, thank you, Father God, for what you've done in her life. What you're continuing to do in her life. Her family, Lord, that she's brought before you time and time again. I come into agreement with her that her entire household shall be saved. Shall be brought into relationship with you. Father, I thank you that she does hear you, that she has ears to hear. Lord, that her heart receives your word with gladness and with joy, and that you have burned deep within her, Father, all that no man can take away, that you are God and there is none like unto you. Oh, Father, thank you for your visitation to her. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you're going to do it again because you're faithful. You're so faithful, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bring deliverance and complete healing to every person, Lord, that she stands in the gap for, and bring her peace concerning that one situation, Lord. That one situation, bring her peace and let her know that all is well and it's going to be okay. In Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that she has a heart to hear you and a voice that speaks and declares your word as you have desired it to be, Lord. Thank you that what you've done in her life, Lord, and what you're continuing to do. Oh, thank you that the joy of the Lord has been her strength. Every situation and circumstance, Lord, that she has brought before you has not gone unnoticed, but you've taken into account. You have heard. God says to reassure you that he has heard. And to reassure you that he does know. Hallelujah. And it will be accomplished. And it will bring you much joy. Thank you, Jesus. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. For God has not said no. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit now, Lord. Rekindling within her, Lord, to believe again. In Jesus' name. Thank you for my sister, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done in her and what you're continuing to do. Bringing all things, restoring. I just hear the word restoration. The thing the enemy has meant to destroy your mind with. God says, I am bringing healing to that area. And I'm bringing restoration, and you will no longer have to wrestle with it. He is bringing you comfort concerning this and a peace like you've never known before. And joy shall fill your heart, and laughter shall be your medicine, says the Lord. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that she will dance before you with all of her might. And she will know you in a new way. Oh, thank you, Father God, for bringing healing to her body, her soul, and her mind. That your word concerning her, God, is still fresh. And it will be brought to completion. And that you've not forgotten her. Every prayer request, Lord, every petition, every utterance, God has taken into account. And may the joy of the Lord fill you and overflow you, for it's your strength. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just worship you right now. We just lift our hands, stand church. we just lift our hands and we say that we dare to believe again. Amen. That we leave this place today, Lord, different, with a new zeal, a new attitude, all that says, God, you've not forgotten us. But you're going to do it again because you're faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God, that your joy fills us. I speak a blessing over you and your household today. The things that you are believing God for, the people that concern you, know that God is taking care of it. Hallelujah, because he's faithful. Hallelujah. And I pray that God's love shines upon you this week. And remember that nothing's going to happen this week that you, God, and the Holy Ghost can't handle. And you working in partnership with God. Amen. Have a blessed week and a blessed afternoon. And Bob's got some. Maybe he's going to be like, Pastor, he's going to finish it up. No. You're going to finish it up.
Thank you.